Good evening. It is November 17th, 2021. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you all please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence to honor our first responders and our servicemen and women.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, our first item of business not on the agenda is to thank Mr. Abe Abukowski for the role he played in the recent months. He was nominated or approved, or he was nominated by the committee to fill the seat vacated by Mr. Wunder's resignation, and we thank him for his service many years before that on the Board of Adjustment, and we look forward to many more years of service. With the election having been certified, unless anybody else.
Or just Jane, are you going to take pictures or should I? Okay, got it. Okay.
Pictures and video.
Oh, good.
So with the election of November 2nd having been certified and Mr. Wilson coming up with the top number of votes, the remaining term is now being assumed by him. He'll be sworn in tonight by Attorney Matt Lyons. Over to you.
Yeah, Mayor, for the record, I've been conferred with our clerk, and she has confirmed that the Board of Canvassers of the County of Hunterdon has certified the result with regard to the election of the one-year unexpired term on Township Committee with Guy R. Wilson being duly elected to that office.
Mr. Wilson.
This way. There we go. Yes, raise your right hand. I state your name.
Guy R. Wilson.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the same.
To the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
And in this state.
And in this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And I will faithfully.
Impartially.
Impartially.
And justly.
And justly.
Perform all the duties.
Perform all the duties.
Of Township Committeeman.
Of Township Committeeman.
In the Township of Lebanon.
In the Township of Lebanon.
County of Hunterdon.
County of Hunterdon.
State of New Jersey.
State of New Jersey.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
Would you sign that and then pass,
sure.
Pass it over to Karen?
His signature's worse than mine.
Would you like to say any words of introduction, or shall we?
I would like to echo what the mayor said about Mr. Abukowski's service to the township. It's greatly appreciated. He's been a resident for a long time. And I believe you were a member of the Board of Adjustment for 20-some years?
17 years.
17 years? In a former job I had, which I just resigned from just now, I was the alternate attorney for the Board of Adjustment, so I had some dealings with Abe on the board a number of years ago. But John Galena, being very healthy, I didn't appear before that board very often, or representing the board.
Okay, well, welcome to the committee.
Thanks.
Next item of business is presentation of the minutes. First, we have the minutes of the October 6, 2021 executive session. Any discussion or motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes for October 6, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Abstain.
Yes.
No, you did. Yes.
Next, we have the minutes of the October 20th, 2021 executive session minutes. Any discussion or motion to approve those minutes? And I guess discussion would mean we'd like to defer them into executive session since they're executive session minutes. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion, unless anybody, you guys okay?
Yep.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 20th, 2021 executive session minutes.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Abstain.
Yes.
Yes. And next, unless anyone would like to take them separately, we have the minutes of the November 3rd regular meeting and the executive session minutes of November 3rd. If there's no objection, you can make one motion for both or one motion individually.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular... Minutes of the regular meeting and the executive session meeting for November 3rd, 2021.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Abstain.
Yes.
Yes. With that, we would open to public comments limited to items on the agenda, reminding everyone to please state your name, the road you live on, and that the meeting is recorded and posted on the website promptly. Is there a motion to open to public comment limited to agenda items only?
Make a motion to open to public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public has a comment on agenda items, please step forward.
I'm going to take some time at this point to make a statement.
Okay.
Okay. There's just been a lot of confusion with the newspaper article and what happened at last week's meeting, and I just think it needs to be clarified for the public. So I want to start and just say, I wrote all the thoughts out because it's easier that way. The statement I am about to read are the thoughts and opinions of Committeewoman Beverly Kohler and do not represent the thoughts and opinions of the full Township Committee or any other individual elected officials on the Township Committee. I received several calls since our November 3rd meeting from residents who want to know how the Township Committee could be considering approval of a medical marijuana cultivation facility in the Township within a couple of months of the committee voting to opt out of all classes of cannabis. I received additional calls when the front page of the last week's Hunterdon Review had a headline that read, Lebanon Township OKs Medical Cannabis Biz, followed by an article which stated that the Township Committee passed a resolution confirming zoning compliance. In my opinion, there is misinformation and confusion for the residents right now, and it needs to be addressed and clarified. First, the Lebanon Township Committee has not okayed a medical cannabis business, and the committee did not pass a resolution confirming zoning compliance of a medical cannabis company. Based on the title of the resolution that was on the agenda, though, I can see how the newspaper article contains some inaccuracies. The title of the resolution was modified prior to the vote, and the cannabis business itself is a complex topic with many interdependencies and moving parts. So the main purpose of the resolution passed at the last meeting was to fulfill a document request from the NAR Group, an entity that was recently awarded a medical marijuana cultivation permit endorsement from the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission. In order to move beyond the initial endorsement phase, the CRC, Cannabis Regulatory Commission, requires that each entity awarded an endorsement provide a document from the township in which they want to conduct business. The document allows the governing body to weigh in on the matter. Lebanon Township executed this request in the form of a resolution. That was last week, last meeting, and that resolution was accepted and passed by the Township Committee at that last meeting. This time-sensitive document will now be forwarded by the NAR Group to the CRC for review and interpretation as part of the final permitting approval process. The resolution that our Township Committee passed states clearly that it shall not be construed as an approval or permit to operate a medical cannabis cultivation facility within Lebanon Township. I just wanted to make sure everybody realized that. What the resolution does do, however, is acknowledge a couple of the key points, that we acknowledge as a committee that the NAR Group has been awarded a medical marijuana cultivation permit endorsement by the New Jersey Cannabis Regulatory Commission. We acknowledge that the NAR Group has a desire to operate a medical cultivation facility on the property located at 62 Anthony Road. We also acknowledge that the property is within the township's resource conservation zoning district and that agricultural uses are permitted within the resource conservation district. Now, here's where some of the rub comes. The state regulations and guidance are unclear as to whether medical marijuana is or is not an agricultural crop. The New Jersey agricultural statutes only list hemp as a viable agricultural crop. Hemp is in the cannabis family but has lower THC levels than medicinal or recreational marijuana, which are classified at the federal level as a Schedule I drug with no medicinal value and are also currently illegal at the federal level. So if you look at the CRC medical marijuana patient information site, and this will tell you why it's not in the category of hemp, the CRC patients are cautioned not to smoke medical marijuana on federal land or in federal buildings and not to transport it across state lines. This is because medicinal marijuana is hemp's more potent relative, I'll call them. There's no mention of medical or recreational cannabis as an agricultural crop within the New Jersey statutes, and Mr. McKee had done some research and he found out in 2012 and 2016 Assembly and Senate bills in New Jersey to establish the cultivation of marijuana for medical use as an agricultural activity or agricultural operation fully protected by the Right to Farm Act did not move forward in with the two attempts. We also acknowledge that Lebanon Township's opt-out ordinance of cannabis, so that was August 18th, ordinance number 7-21 that was passed in August of this year does not specifically prohibit the cultivation of medical cannabis within the township. The advice from our attorney did not include guidance on opting out of medical cannabis. The township of Old Bridge, Harding Township, Basking Ridge, and three municipalities that have ordinances opting out of both recreational and medicinal, and they have both recreational and medicinal opt-outs. We don't. And I just wanted to state that in Mantua Township in Gloucester County, there was a case where a court ruled in favor of a medicinal cannabis cultivator plaintiff against the town. There were a few reasons for the ruling, but one cited was that the township did not have an opt-out for medicinal cannabis in their ordinance. The next thing we acknowledge, the proposed operation will be subject to any required site plan or variance approval by the Township Planning Board and additional outside agencies such as the Highlands Council or an NJDEP. That's another reason why we haven't given, permission to them. It's permission to follow the process, basically. We acknowledge that prior to being issued a zoning permit or beginning construction, the NAR group shall appear before the Zoning Board of Adjustments and or Planning Board for an interpretation, use variance, or site plan approval. And this is where the other rub comes in, and I'm not a lawyer, but if it's not proven that medicinal cannabis is an agricultural crop, then the NAR will need to receive a decision from the Zoning Board of Adjustments on whether a use variance will be required. In addition to the above, it needs to be said on the record that in August of 2019, Mayor Mike Schmidt met with representatives of the NAR group, and included in that meeting were the Township Municipal and Planning Board attorneys and our zoning officer. Subsequent to the meeting, the mayor authorized the Township Municipal Attorney to prepare a letter that the NAR group requested for their 2019 application for an alternate treatment center medicinal cannabis permit. The letter, which was required of the applicant by the New Jersey Department of Health at the time because the CRC hadn't been created, was in order to satisfy question number 14 of the application process that year that stated that the location of 62 Anthony Road is in the resource conservation zone and that agricultural uses are permitted in such zone. And moreover, the township's ordinances do not specifically prohibit the cultivation of medical marijuana. The township zoning officer refused to sign this letter due to the newness of the law and how it could be interpreted and did not see the letter before it was mailed. Fast forward 2 years later, NAR has gotten an endorsement. They were in litigation, I guess, because some of the applicants had problems submitting paperwork into the system. So that's why it's 2 years later that they're now giving out the licenses, because it wasn't a fair process. So I mentioned above, it's unclear if medicinal or recreational marijuana is an agricultural crop. If it is determined that it is not a crop, then the NAR group may need to go through an extended process that they did not expect when they received the letter from the township 2 years ago. In addition, the full township committee was not offered advice on opting out of medicinal cannabis, so it is never considered or voted. It was never considered or voted on by the committee. It's important to note that this is not a strong mayor form of government in Lebanon Township. The Township Committee form of government is considered weak mayor, strong council form of government. The power is in the full governing body. When an application asks that you attach a document showing the thoughts of the governing body, it means in our form of government, the full committee needs to discuss the item and vote and vote. The mayor does not have unilateral authority. There are no minutes that reflect the full township committee ever discussed or was made aware of the meeting that was held within NAR Group or the preparation of the letter from the township that was an integral component of NAR Group's application submission, and there was no record of a vote by the township committee to authorize attorney expenditures for time spent at the meeting or authorization that a letter be drafted and sent to the NAR Group and their attorneys. The first time that the full township committee heard about the August 2019 meeting and the letter was 2 years later when the NAR Group's attorneys sent the correspondence directly before the August 18th meeting at which we approved the ordinance that opted Lebanon Township out of recreational cannabis. They were concerned that that was going to be a blanket opt-out and their client wasn't going to be able to move forward at all after receiving a letter from the township in 2019. In conclusion, I feel that the NAR Group representatives are good people eager to pursue their business interests and that not following proper process caused unnecessary inconvenience for them or worse, and confusion and angst for both the residents and some of the officials that they elected to represent them. I will not take responsibility for any negative impact that this improper procedure may cause to the town or to the NAR Group. That's it.
Okay. Since that topic's not on the agenda, I won't respond to Ms. Kohler's opinions on that topic tonight. Any other public comment related to agenda items? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, first resolution, 86-2021, resolution of the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunter, and State of New Jersey, authorizing an interlocal services agreement with the Township of Tewksbury and Borough of Califon. This is renewing the shared service agreement we have for the building code office. The terms are, I understand by statute, it has to be a four-year term.
Yes.
Continues the process that's been, the agreement that's been working very well the last number of years, where we don't pay any direct fees into the construction code office, but they receive all of the payments for permits and inspections and the like. Any discussion of the resolution 86-2021?
Is there make a motion to approve 86-2021? Unless.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we have resolution 87-2021. Resolution renewing the plenary retail consumption license. This and the next resolution are basically backdated resolutions for the plenary retail consumption license of Onerosa. This first resolution, 87-2021, is for the year 2019-2020. They had been getting, as I understand it, a month-to-month approval, and so this is just formalizing that the committee is aware that they had it in the past, and that'll be the same for the next resolution. Any discussion or motion for resolution 87-2021?
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 87-2021, resolution renewing plenary retail consumption license for Onerosa.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And resolution 88-2021, again for Onerosa, their plenary retail consumption license for the year 2020-2021. Any discussion or motion?
I'll make the motion to approve the 88-2021, the resolution renewing the plenary retail consumption license for Onerosa.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Taking us to unfinished business, some meetings ago we established a subcommittee of Ms. Kohler and Mr. Lall to look into the policy for memorials in the township. So I turn it over to the two of you.
Okay. Start, I guess, and then if I miss anything in there, Bev, you can
fill
in the blanks. So this is basically the first kind of like go through that we've discussed with the Memorial Park Committee, since that's, in my opinion, the primary group that is dealing with, obviously, with the name of Memorial Park, having a memorial policy that fits their needs and helps them with what donations are available. They can, you know, kind of establish you know, we need benches or we don't need benches anymore, and we want bricks or we want bleachers, or so part of it would be coming up with either a yearly or a bi-yearly or something of that nature of what is on the list of, you know, donations possible. And then that would be, people would reach out to the township and give the township, hey, this is what we want to do. Part of this would be developing a form to go with it, coming back to the town, that people would fill out to be with the donation. A big part of this is to also establish the expectation of there's an end-of-life for a memorial, and that we aren't going to be responsible for maintaining it for its entire life. That, you know, wood breaks, wood gets damaged by trees falling in, or it just rots away, or whatever the case may be. So that, you know, acknowledging that as part of that form is, hey, you want a donation, and this name, it very possibly might not be there in 10 years, mm-hmm. Unless you want to provide some other means to maintain it funding-wise. That's always an option. But this is the primary one for that. Then I think the next big thing, if once as a committee we're fine with this standard, what other properties the township has that we foresee memorials being allowed, and which ones we don't want to see any memorials in, and then how do we want to handle it. The Memorial Park is an exception in the fact that we have a committee that's really dedicated to the operation of that piece of property. Even though we have other groups like the library, historians, they're not really dedicated to the property as much as the Memorial Park is. So mm-hmm. I think we have to decide where that ownership, so to speak, of decision-making comes down to on those pieces of property after we establish, I think, our baseline with this for the Memorial Park, if that makes sense. And fill in anything there that I...
No, you did a good job on that. That's, yeah, that's basically it. It's basically that we met with the park committee twice, and we got their input. We did it as a team. It was a collaborative effort. And then I also did some, I took back what I heard at the, you know, Mark saying, what the park said, and thinking about the museum and everything else. And I started researching all over the country for different policies and how people handled different situations, and kind of picked pieces that I thought fit into our town. And it was good because I saw situations that I didn't even realize we were going to come up against. And so that helped us to think ahead, which was good. Safety, you know, end of life, the whole thing. So we did get the blessing of the park committee with this at the last. They were going to provide comments by November 1st. Kim had given one comment prior to that. I put that in here. Didn't hear anything back, and they were good with it. So this, I don't think you guys have to. I don't know how you feel, Mark. Tonight's not...
No, this is really get it in front of everybody.
Draft.
Look over it, get your opinion, and get your opinions back now to it. If there's things you feel we want to add to it, take out of it. If there's things you want more clarification on, that you feel are fuzzy, then we can put that together. Then we can look at... Then I think the next step would be also, in this process, as a committee, think about our other pieces of property that we have out there. I know some of them are... Could have come up today with some new names. You know, which ones do we feel we want to put anything on? If there's none, you know, like I think that would be part of this as just an addendum to this, you know, that's these piece of properties, and then what type of, you know, memorials are appropriate for that location. You know, example, in my opinion, like the museum, do we have the memorial plaque for curators? Maybe that's all we want there. If there's something else that's, you know, or something else, same with library, if there's head librarian plaque, or, you know, what other input people, and because the Memorial Park is exactly that, and the place for that, but there's obviously potentials for others, so to get everybody's opinion on that.
Yeah, and I think some good next steps are even, like when I was up at that Lakota Wolf Preserve, I saw all these benches that look like they were made for outdoor long-lasting safety purposes. The screws were recessed, things that people couldn't get cut on. So it kind of made me think about getting ahead on that kind of stuff, too. And it is, like you said, it's scalable to other township properties, and it covers all the key pillars, I think. There might be others that people think about, but it's...
Yeah, Bev wrote about
probably 2,000 more words than I would have written. So, yeah. You know, this was a great effort. You know, I was appreciative of the time you spent on it because it was definitely well done.
Thank you.
I have a question. It has to do with what type of donations are being made. Are most of these living donations, people are still alive, or are a lot of these testamentary donations?
Most of them are in name of, there's very few, like the only, I think, exception is like the name of the park with, of Spats that they're still alive, some of them. But like the playground is in my mother's name, but, she's no longer with us. So it's more of people that's no longer with us that they're in the name of, and honoring them. So
do we have a right as a committee to refuse a testamentary?
Well, I think we have a right to make sure that it's not a park full of benches. So we have to, I think that's where the park committee comes in and says, if you want to make it, something that's, in the memorial name, these are the items. We have, bleachers that we need. We have, and maybe a bench got destroyed. Yes, we have one bench this year. We have bricks or pavers for the memorial walkway, and they may come up with other ideas along the way and say, these are the items that are open to be memorialized for that person.
Do we have a list of those?
Not yet. That's the whole point of establishing this. There's never been that, and this is the whole point of this is to allow that list to be established for the park committee to maintain that list, and then the park for the committee to support them in saying this is the list. If you want something else, you're going to have to make a really good presentation why this should be putting in this XYZ into the park.
I think that should also include some type of language so it's more specific as to what a person wants to leave, because as an attorney, I get people quite frequently who want to do something charitable or something, a donation to the park, but if there's specific list to come from, if we had that, it's certainly...
Right, and we will establish that. This was the first step.
I got you. Okay.
And then go back to them to get the list, because then there'll be a form that will be kept here that if somebody wants to do that, here's the form you have to fill out. Basically, a big part of it is acknowledging that the end of life, that, hey, this may only last for 10 years or whatever its expectation, and we're not going to be responsible to replace it when it disappears by nature's destruction.
Go ahead.
It's somewhat following along that. I think I think we need to define sort of three different categories of definition of donations is what I was thinking. One would be, like you said, bleachers or a gazebo, or somebody comes and wants to make a structure. That wouldn't be on the list. I assume that wouldn't be on the list, or it may be, but as opposed to something like benches, where that's kind of a cookie cutter and you could have a list of where they are. And then a third category of the pavers, which right now are the same kind of policy as the other things. I think the committee should approve like 100 square feet that would be for pavers, but each individual name, and that's where I would also say a lot of those are living people, the whatever family, the people are donating pavers.
Right.
I think sort of three different standards of the type of donation.
Yeah, and you brought up a point that it made me think about it too, because I was saying we should be able to offer this to anybody, a resident, but to their income level. So you don't want to have all high ticket items, and then you're cutting out somebody who may not be able to afford, and maybe they would just like a little paver with a name.
But the paper, each individual name wouldn't come to the committee as a
right.
The point of this is to establish what is an acceptable.
And that's what I'm
saying. And then that would be worked out with the memorial park.
Yeah.
So if somebody said, they don't have the whole point of it is that, hey, we've done so many benches in the past.
Yep, I got it.
So there's an expectation, we can put a bench there, but we're.
No,
I like the
list of saying how many benches, and maybe identify which ones are obsolete. And
they can come back to the committee and say, this is the 2022 list, and this is the 2023 list.
Right.
So that it's established what's an available, memorial. And the pavers will most likely be something for a long term, because if you've walked it, there's that memorial trail that walks around the 9/11 memorial. There's a lot of space back there for that.
Right.
So
another overall comment. To me, in my experience, but the park people have more experience, a lot of times donations are what I'll call an ad hoc initiative. So a group of people come together, they raise money, they say, we'd like to do this for this person. Mm. This contemplates being able to go back, let's say the bench has a 15-year life, to go back to those group, you know, 12 years later and to say, we need to move it, can you agree to this or that? I don't think we can track where those people are. I also don't think that, you know, the concept of a refund on maintenance is really feasible in setting up individual accounts for each maintenance. I mean, if maintenance is not as estimated, the township's going to absorb it. So I think there's a certain risk of,
right,
you know, if we all agree that maintenance is $100 for painting twice in the next 10 years, if a tree falls on it and it's decided it's beyond repair and it has to be retired early,
right,
it's part of the donation.
Right.
As opposed to if it is a gazebo or bleachers or something else, then, you know, as a bigger event, we could,
right,
have an individual agreement. But I think for the policy, it would be, I wouldn't try to track each maintenance agreement, yeah, with the possibility of giving it back.
Yeah, it's just everything but the kitchen sink, and we can just,
yeah,
kind of,
yeah,
adjust
and,
it.
You know, yeah.
So
any amount of money that would be given to the township for maintenance of those donations goes into a general fund?
That's what I would assume.
I would
the town absorbs the maintenance responsibility.
You could also encourage people, if you have that list, to include that.
In no, I think they would be required to, is what, yeah, I anticipate,
right,
you're saying here.
Right.
Right. Well,
yeah,
well, what we have a maintenance, there's already an established a maintenance fund in the books for the park. We established that back when the ordinance was established for establishing the park itself. So there's already essentially a line item for funding that finances could go into, so it's known what's in that maintenance fund.
Yep.
You know, because a lot of times you have these testamentary gifts, people don't even know. The parks don't even know they're getting them. You find out when you get a notice from the attorney or from the surrogate's office or from the administrators.
If it's a gift of cash, I think obviously that's handleable. If somebody says, we're giving you a bleacher,
that shouldn't be.
I don't think we have to accept a bleacher if somebody's giving us a bleacher, right?
You don't have. I think you have to pass some kind of resolution to accept.
That's what I mean.
Yes.
Right. So I think the policy still is important too.
Unless on that list, there's a list that says we want bleachers.
But still, I think for those bigger items,
right,
it still comes from the, in this case, the park committee, then this committee to make a final determination.
Right. Well, the whole point is, I think if we approve the list of items.
Yes, I think that's crucial.
Right. Then they have that list, and then it's their. Then they have that. Okay, we know this is this, and the committee is behind us,
yeah,
as to this is the approval of what can go in the park.
Right.
So that's the whole point of the list, is for us to say, yes, these are the items that can go in there. We approve it, and then it's however, if they get people to step up or not that want to do that, it's already in the court. It doesn't have
totally
to
agreed.
Be a ball that gets bounced back and forth again.
Yep. I mean, I think it's a great first framework.
Yeah, I do,
I think,
too.
Some of the,
yeah,
agree.
Adjustments,
yeah, at hand. Like I said, so no action. It just was make you aware of where we are.
Yeah. We will list it for action at the next meeting.
Well, if we want to maybe come back with,
yeah,
with points of modification,
yeah,
from the committee.
Yeah,
you know, but no motion
to
approve anything or anything like that.
All right, just because Karen and I spoke today, we're at that time of year. This would be most appropriately done by ordinance.
Yeah, no, it's
so
nothing expected this year.
Okay.
Yeah, it's no
right.
rush.
Understood.
Just trying to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Understood.
It's either do this now and give it to everybody or wait till next year and might as well let people
now we're ahead
think
of the
about
curve.
It.
Yeah.
There's no other action or discussion items on unfinished business. I just want to point out to everyone that this morning we received the newest draft of the policy and procedure manual, and so it's likely that will be, since we have two meetings left on the agenda for the next meeting, when we would have a more complete discussion on that. Now on to new business then. Our Environmental Open Space Commission has discussed for some time the naming of preserved properties a couple of decades. We've preserved properties, and very rarely have we determined a name for them, so they sort of have a working name but not an official name. Adam Duckworth, the chairman of the EOSC, is here. Would you like to review the proposal that's been provided to us?
Hello, everybody. So I think, do you have that handout with a couple slides on it?
And I should just introduce as well, for the committee's sake, we're not intending to vote on these tonight. Again, it's a not urgent matter, so we wanted to introduce it to everybody tonight. If people want a couple of weeks to think about it, get a sense of what we want to do, and potentially on the next agenda. And I believe this would be, these names would be introduced by resolution, if I'm not...
Because you're obviously we're seeking to name them permanently.
Yeah,
it would be done by ordinance because
okay. So that
by doing it by resolution, you leave open the door that somebody 3 years from now has a different idea.
Okay, so the last one we did by resolution.
Names. Yeah, and I've had that happen. It's costly and.
So for that ordinance, we'll capture the last one we did by resolution, and the Red Mill Race Preserve, I think, was by resolution. So we'll just get that on the ordinance when we do this. Okay, with that background then, to Mr. Duckworth.
Yeah, so thanks. As Mike said, you know, we've done a lot of work in the town to maintain the rural character. Most of us in the town, I think, can agree that everyone loves driving past farmland and forests. So over the years, we've preserved a lot of property, a good amount of property, both with partners and some property that we own, which is the subject of what we're talking about today. I think it was a couple of years ago we named Red Mill Race Preserve, which is down on Red Mill Road. Now we're coming to you to discuss the naming of, it's five parcels, so five separate pieces of property, but we're proposing three of those get named together because they're all next to each other to call it one park or one preserve. So in the handout here, you have, there's one page that shows a full map of Lebanon Township, and it's got those three, those five parcels, but those three parks, I'll call them, circled there. And these really represent the parcels left that the township has some type of ownership stake in, that we foresee as being something that we would want to publicize more to our residents, perhaps put a trail on the property. These properties are already part of our hunting program already, so you know we typically refer to them either by the name of the road they're on or by the people we bought it from, their last name. And really we should have some formal names for these properties so we can get proper signage and materials, maps, things like that we can circulate to our residents. So we talked with amongst our EOSC members. We also have Kathy Koch on EOSC, who knows a lot of the history in town as well. So we had a little bit of the historical perspective as we thought about different names for the properties. We did reach out to a couple of residents, specifically in the Bunnvale area, just because we know that there's some folks there that use one of the parcels quite a bit for hiking and things like that, just to see if they want to generate some potential names and things like that. And we spoke amongst the Environmental Commission, and we're coming to you proposing a name for two of the properties and then some options of which maybe you guys can have some stake in helping us pick a name for the third one. We're suggesting some options, but we'll open it up to you for input there as well. And the first property, I think it's the first property in your packet here, the Block 36 property, that's a small one, fairly small. It's the Gracie property we've traditionally referred to it as. To give you a little bit of context around how we came up with the proposed name for this one, which is Wood Glen Mickwin Trail, it does abut Mickwin Woods. While it's not direct access now, we are under contract to preserve a very small piece of property there to make that connection. And it's not really a destination in and of itself. We wouldn't send people there to just go explore this property because it's pretty small. There's part of it that has some extra restrictions on it, so technically we can't put a trail on part of it anyway. It's really a connector between Mickwin Woods and Wood Glen Road, so we thought to just keep the name really simple and call it Wood Glen Mickwin Trail. That's the context behind that one. The next one is Block 49. This one, I have to say, I mean, this is an impressive set of properties. I mean, it's a meaningful park. I think it's about 150 acres or so when all is said and done. This one is near what used to be called Anthonytown, and I'm not a historic buff here, so if anyone wants to jump in and give additional historic context there, feel free. But the context here was that since it's near this historic hamlet or village of Anthonytown, we could call this Anthony Preserve. And if we wanted to in the future, you could potentially have some signage there or some trail information that kind of highlights the old village that was not too far away.
Could I just add in as well,
sure.
Or maybe you can correct me or not, the sort of the best access to this property would be an access point off of Anthony Road, which yeah. sort of exists, but so part of the naming theory was to kind of guide people to the road where they would find it. Like the first one, Woodglen McQuinn, is off of Woodglen Road.
Mm-hmm.
So Anthony Town, it, you know, it pays homage to Anthony Town as one of the villages in the township, but it's also Anthony Road. It's just easy enough to remember that.
Yeah.
And that comes back in the next one as well.
I have a question. You refer to it as Anthony Town. Is that on an old map or anything?
Yeah, that's all of the old maps.
It is.
It's a corner of Anthony and Mount Lebanon Road. There
okay.
was a big general store there and a number of homes, right. and that was known as Anthony Town.
And right. this is the one, these Block 49 parcels, that's the set of three separate properties right now that we're proposing we name together because they do abut each other. And, of course, the one in the middle of those would be such a nice piece to finish off someday. We're hoping that comes to us someday. Block 24, so this is the third property. This is one where the main access is from within Bunnvale. There is an informal trail system there. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I thought there was a discussion that actually off of Sun Mountain Street.
It's off of Sun Mountain Road.
Sun Mountain Road
yeah.
is good access.
Yes.
There's very limited access off of Bunnvale Road.
Yeah, there's no access
yeah,
off of
yes.
One
yeah.
car, right?
No, that's not even, that's actually,
there's a
that's actually
foot
residence
frontage
property.
Or something. Oh. Yeah, exactly. The drive that's there isn't
town owned.
But there's,
okay.
there's a sign on a 50-foot frontage, but there's really no good way from Bunnvale Road.
Yeah. I'm sorry, when I say Bunnvale, I'm just referring to the community, okay. not necessarily so specific road.
Is that off West Orchard? There's access there, too, I think.
There are two spots where there's access,
yeah.
but the primary access where you see parking and a trailhead is Sun Mountain Road.
Yeah.
So this one is very closely tied to the Bunnvale community. We had a number of options for this one. We got a variety of very funny options from some of the kids in Bunnvale. We'll save you from some of that, but we've narrowed it down to three potential names here. The obvious one, Bunnvale Preserve. There is, from what I understand, if you go up at the right time of day, there are some nice views down over the valley there that where you can catch a good sunrise. So there was a proposal of Sunrise Preserve, and then Bear Bun Preserve is another one. I think it's a little bit of a fun one. It is a habitat for black bear. I think we see a lot of them roaming through there on occasion, and a way to bring that into it as well.
Just make sure you spell that right.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But I think there was a discussion, sorry, on the fact that access would be off of Sun Mountain Road as opposed to Sun Street, but
yeah.
sort of the sunrise is descriptive, but it also kind of guides you to
next
Sun
to
Mountain
that too, yeah.
That's what
as
I was
a consideration.
Thinking.
Yeah, because people might think it's off of Bunnvale, but it's really, you can't really
yeah,
access
yeah.
it. So
right.
That was. I mean, as you know, you led the discussion, but I'm just reminding you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. So overall, you know, I mean, that's what's on the table. Again, this is informal. We're happy to take feedback and go back to the drawing board or just work with you to get it on the right agenda of an upcoming meeting. But this would unlock the ability for us to do a lot much better communication with our residents and build some maps and such, because we really don't want to do a lot of advertising with names that won't be around for very long.
Yeah, I read about all your stuff in the minutes,
oh,
all the
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
you went through with the Lenny Lenape and everything else. And
yeah.
Good history behind it as you're looking at this.
Yeah. The commission members did a really good job there.
Yeah.
So did they think that Anthonytown Preserve was too long, like too much of a mouthful?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a mouthful. The name's Anthony Road right now,
yeah.
so it just seemed, that was the proposal.
Mm.
Yeah.
Any other discussion for Adam? Thank you very much. Excellent work. And the next item of new business, slightly misidentified on the agenda, but it relates to our newsletter. We say editor for lack of a better term, really creator, production person, Karen Newman, who has prepared and edited our township newsletter for about 20 years now, has informed us that she won't be renewing her contract. That's why it's not a resignation, because it's an annual contract. She's deciding to do other things. She will continue to be our web hosting person, or not hosting, but our webmaster, I guess. But wanted to thank her very much for her service and to let the committee know that we will be looking, obviously, for a replacement. And we don't have anything tonight to propose on that, but as people have ideas, outside firms, et cetera, how we might move forward on that, wanted to put that on the agenda. Any discussion anybody'd like to have on?
Does that go out for bid?
It wouldn't. No, I don't know. I don't think it's above the bid amount.
Never mind.
We currently pay
it
her $2,500.
Unless you're right now, big one.
So.
Unless you're making changes.
The purchasing agent involved, whatever. Yeah. QPA.
Yeah. Okay, so no other new business tonight. That takes us to presentation of vouchers.
Oh, jeez. I have one that applies. This is for Griffith Allied Trucking for gasoline for the police. It's $2,048.39.
I have one here for Road Safety Systems, LLC. This is the final invoice for the guide rail that comes up off of Musconeck on River Road to Mountaintop Road, an amount of $26,125. I have another one for Campbell Foundry for DPW perforated pipe, $7,250. Finch Fuel Oil Company Incorporated. It's fuel oil for Fire Station 1 and Fire Station 2, $1,141.18. I have another one for Griffith Allied Trucking LLC, which is the diesel for the DPW, $2,371.46. Patriot Office Cleaning, which takes care of the police department, library, and municipal building, for the month of October, $1,405. Performance Tires, this is for roadside service for the DPW, $2,388.40. And I have another one for Performance Tire, again for roadside service on a larger type truck tires, $2,807.90. And then we had to replace some of the guide rail on Hickory Run Road. Road Safety Systems, the replacement of that on Hickory Run Road for the guide rail is $3,625. I have asphalt, DPW, $4,138.36.
I've got New Jersey State Health Benefit Plan premiums for the month of November totaling $34,017.56. And Amerimark Incorporated various products, marketing type products from our Clean Communities grant in the total of $3,005.12.
I have to be quite honest, I didn't see this package here.
We only read out if it's over $1,000. So if not, then you have none that applies.
Assuming the one that requires my signature here, it's $126, yes. So I won't say anything. Yep.
It's better than my first time I said, oh, we have this portage on that we just rented. Oh, no, it's only $99. Okay, so none that apply for me.
So the total voucher list is $101,282.61. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. A couple of items of correspondence. We have a memo from Joanne Fasinelli, our recycling coordinator, related to the free computer and electronics and scrap metal event. A total of 204. This was on October 23rd, 2021. A total of 204 residents participated, and we collected a little over 6 tons of materials. She gives the list of televisions, computers, stereos, etc. Air conditioners, she calls out specifically because they cost us $20 per unit. We don't charge residents for that. We received 121 air conditioners. She notes that that has doubled, more than doubled over the last 4 years. And so she draws to our attention the increasing cost of continuing to accept free air conditioners. And I think when we schedule our next electronics recycling, that would be the time to discuss how we want to deal with that policy. So that was that correspondence. Animal control officer report. Anything?
Lost, found, recovered.
Lots of cats.
Injured.
I should say that when I was in Florida, I got a call about that fox. Yeah. I was just getting ready to eat lunch, and I got the call.
Somebody was missing a cow.
Yeah. So
it wasn't on my front porch.
No, I didn't see it either.
I do have... I'm sorry. Yep. Go ahead. I had a question about the fox situation. It says it's 1:28 p.m., so that's in the afternoon, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aren't foxes generally night animals? They don't come out during the daytime,
yeah,
do they?
They come out all times.
Do they?
Yeah.
I was always told that the only ones that come out in the daytime have rabies.
No, foxes are more opportunistic. They'll be
I got
they
you.
Look for my chickens. They probably were just over at my house. That's probably what happened.
Well, I used to have a family next to me until they built a house next door. And there was about 10 or 12 of them underneath an old abandoned house there, but they found shelter someplace else.
So next we have the Environmental Open Space Commission minutes submitted for the month of August, September, October 2021. Anything anyone would like to call out on that?
I always love Adam's minutes because they're extremely thorough.
Yep. Thank you for that. And with that, then, we would go to public comment on any topic any member of the public might want to make. Is there a motion to open to public comment?
I'll make a motion to open public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. This time, if any member of the public, please come forward, state your name, the road you live on, and a reminder the meeting is recorded.
Hi, everyone. My name is Joanne Letters, and I'm on Mount Kip Road. So I just wanted to talk to you guys a little bit, bring up about the last township meeting with the medical marijuana building. I'm feeling like a little blindsided about the situation because we had just come off meetings where we approved not having marijuana in our township. And so it was brought to my attention that what we opted out of was recreational and not medicinal. So my question is, how exactly did we get to the point where we're looking to have a medical marijuana growth facility right smack in the middle of our township, and nobody knew about it? Like, I had no idea that this was even a possibility. And my other question is, if we opted out of recreational, how come we weren't advised at the same time to opt out of medicinal as well? Like, I would think that would have been something we should have put as a package deal, as multiple other townships have done. But that doesn't seem to have happened. My other concern is sitting in the meeting listening to the NAR, is it NAR or NARS? I'm not sure. But the NAR group attorney kept talking about this 2019 meeting. I was looking for information on this 2019 meeting. I can't find anything anywhere. So, again, this is just so that I can be educated about what's going on in the township. If somebody would be able to direct me to that information so that I can educate myself and have an understanding, again, of how we ended up looking at a medical marijuana growth facility in the middle of the township. I'm concerned. I'm confused. I didn't like some of the tone that was taken, specifically by the NAR attorney and then another community member. It seemed very threatening. You know, you better beware, and, you know, this could get ugly. And, again, I didn't understand where that was even coming from. Like, again, I'm confused. So I'm looking for some clarification as to how we got here. I don't know if you're able to answer me at this time.
As a general matter, these aren't question and answer sessions.
Okay.
So then I normally wouldn't.
Okay. So then I'm just posing these questions as food for thought.
Yep.
You know, however you guys go about discuss these things. You know, again, there's an entire community out here that has no idea that there's a facility looking to be, you know, happening in the middle of our township. And, you know, I opting out to me seemed like a really good option. It allows for other townships to kind of have the experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And if down the road in a couple years we saw that, you know, the majority of the experiences were positive, then you know what? Okay, great. We opt in. But if in a couple years down the road, you know, we look at other towns' experiences and they're negative and crime rates have gone up and there's, you know, bad element coming into the town, then you know what? We're in a good place. No harm, no foul. We can continue to be we can continue the opt-out policy. So again, I'm just confused. You know, I thought we were doing this whole opt-out thing. Turns out we only did it recreationally. I don't understand why we weren't given the guidance to do it both recreationally and medicinally. So, again, I understand you can't answer, so I just wanted to pose these questions to you as the committee, let you know that there's a concerned citizen out here, you know, who's confused.
The one thing I would say, for some of the documents that you're referring to, whether it's the minutes of the discussion when we opted out of recreational and not medical, whether
yep.
it's the 2019 letter, there is the Open Public Records Act.
Okay.
You can contact the clerk and request any of those
right.
documents that
right.
could be helpful.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And
yep.
thank you for your time and your consideration. And have a good night.
Thank you. Any other comments from members of the public? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I got to
yes.
get used to
yep,
the routine.
It's hard.
It's a certain rhythm, and it'll all change. Okay, so the committee will be going into executive session. Two topics. One is a review of certain professional services agreements, and one is a discussion of our township administrator, which public information is that he ran for mayor of Parsippany, and he won that election. So it's publicly known that at the end of this year, he will be assuming a full-time, you know, Parsippany is big enough, it's a full-time mayor position, so we need to discuss the future of our township administrator. There is potential action after this, which would potentially be related to if we request proposal for certain professionals, and I assume at least one we will, since we have another retirement among our professionals. But with that, it would be Resolution 89-2021, authorizing executive session. Is there a motion for that?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 89-2021, executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Yes.
Just note, I did speak to the administrator briefly, and any right he would have to, with regard to Rice or attending or